everybody. This is Matt Santos with the Mile High Show, episode number 106. And right off the bat, I'll cop to it. This is just kind of a time filler. It's been a really busy couple of weeks. I wanted to make sure we got something out this week. And it was Yavapai County Fair time in our little neck of the woods. So I had to be over there working anyway. So I brought along the old Zoom recorder and talked to a few folks as I wandered through the fairgrounds, taking some photos and doing some other things. So I sat down with some former guests, Mr. Ted Leonard of Prescott Pro Sound, as he was running the board for the bandstand there. A great display of local talent. Who'd we have out there? Sky Conwell, when we were recording. Leslie Earl Lyman was out there. Road One South, Wes Williams Band, the Cheektones, Parker Smith, the Dutch Holly. A lot of local entertainment that also tours around our area, and in some cases, like Wes Williams and Parker Smith, they tour around the country. So look for links for their websites and their Facebook page and stuff in our show notes. Check them out, download some music, buy some CDs, and above all, see them live when you are out and about in the Prescott area. Also stopping in on the mic for a little bit was an old friend of ours who we haven't heard from lately. She's been really busy as the arts and entertainment coordinator for the fair. So the last couple of months, she's been really, really tied up. But Danny Fisher stopped by while she was roaming the fair and talked to us a little bit about her latest venture, the Coyote Studios. Let me find that, because she sent me a link this morning. Hold on here. Good thing I checked, because I got that wrong. It is Coyote Studios, a combination of her coyote logo and clay, because she's out there dealing with some pottery and some things. They are having a ribbon cutting at the Coyote Studios in Prescott Valley on October 7th, Friday, October 7th at 3 p.m. And they're right there near Spouse and Robert in Prescott Valley. So check them out. Look for just search Danny Fisher there on Facebook, and you'll find a link to her spot there, or check out clayotestudios.com. That's Clayote studios.com. clayotestudios.com. For information, they're doing some classes for budding artists of all ages. They've got some classes there and some events geared towards the adults as well, where you can have a glass of your favorite adult beverage while spinning a pottery wheel. So check out Danny Fisher's page, clayotestudios.com, and that October 7th, Friday, 3 p.m., ribbon cutting for the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. So check out them. Check out Ted Leonard's Prescott Pro Sounds. Anywhere you see or hear a large event in Yavapai County, it's a good bet that Ted Leonard and his crew at Prescott Pro Sounds will be providing the technical support for that event. Also, you want to I got to reach out to you again. I'm hoping you all are able to support the show in various ways, whether that just be by downloading and listening, but also those reviews and ratings at iTunes are a big help. So head over to milehighshow.com, look on the About Us page, and visit iTunes. Leave us a rating, leave us a review. It helps boost our visibility and helps us attract sponsors and the like, so we can keep bringing the show to you and getting bigger and better guests as we go. Another way to support our show is to use that Amazon link right there at milehighshow.com. Right there at the bottom, it's an Amazon banner. And what it does, click that. What you want to use is use that as your online shopping bookmark. Just bookmark that page and use it to take you to your Amazon account. Whether it's Amazon or Amazon Prime, click that button. It will take you directly to your login page, But up there in the little address bar, there's a little code in there that lets Amazon know you got there through us. So it doesn't cost you anything extra. But what it does is it lets Amazon know you got there through us. And then at the end of the month, they give us a little thank you. And it helps. What it does is it allows us to fill up the gas tank on our mobile studio, that Honda van I drive around on. It also allows us to buy food and beverage for our guests. It keeps us stocked in batteries. It makes sure that that we're still able to travel around, because this is pretty much an on-location show. We traveled down to Phoenix this past weekend after the fair. So I was going to the fair during the day, Phoenix at night, to meet up with some folks and set up some future interviews with some of our premier Arizona comics that are hitting the comedy scene, the stand-up scene in the Phoenix area. And we're setting up future interviews with those folks. We are traveling this week to La Jolla, California, to sit down with an old friend of ours. We'll let that sit down as a surprise there. We're going to be traveling up to Flagstaff the following week for the Big Pine Comedy Festival and doing some interviews up there with. So we're moving around, and we need your help to do so. And one of the ways you can do that with little or no effort is use that Amazon link at milehighshow.com. Again, it doesn't cost you anything extra, but it lets Amazon know you got there through us. They give us a little kickback, a little thank you, and you do your online shopping like you're going to do anyway, and let us reap a little bit of the benefits to help us pay for our expenses and take care of our guests. We like to be able to buy them a little refreshment when they sit down and talk with us. So help us help them, and in turn help you get some better and more interesting guests out there. Then you don't have to hear me talk so much if we have better guests. And keep in mind also, Big Pine Comedy Festival, September 22nd through 24th in Flagstaff, based out of the Hotel Weatherford. A full weekend jam-packed of comedy, improv, and sketch with some of the biggest names in Arizona comedy and some traveling national headliners. Check out BigPineComedyFestival.com for a list of all venues and comics. We will be up there all weekend doing photographs, some video, and hopefully a lot of talking on the podcast. So check it out. One of the guys that'll be up there that I'm hoping to sit down with, I haven't been able to arrange it yet, we just haven't reached out to him, I'm hoping to sit down with him, is Danny LaBelle. He is literally the godfather of podcasting. He started podcasting back before it was called podcasting. He's been doing it for a lot of years. He's a stand-up comic storyteller. He's been featured on Mark Maron's WTF. He's been featured on The Moth. He's been featured on This American Life. He has sat down and recorded with some of the biggest names in comedy. And I'm hoping to sit down with him to find out how he got started and what it took to set up his dynasty, so to speak. He hosted several podcasts over the years, including, what's the name of his recent, let's see here, hold on. His current show is Modern Day Philosophers, and it's an interesting take. I've been listening to some of the shows that he's done recently. He sits down again with some of the biggest names in comedy. Maron was there, Doug Stanhope, Dana Gould. I got to watch him interview Dana Gould at the Bird City Comedy Festival. But he sits down and they take a well-known and respected philosopher throughout history. They'll pick a name and discuss that philosopher's philosophy and lifestyle with a major comic. So you get some interesting takes on the world of philosophy from people that know and most of the time don't know anything about that philosopher. So it makes for some very fun and interesting conversation. And Danny himself, who I don't know, but I would like to get to know, I got a chance to meet him, but I'd like to sit down and talk with him. He is an outstanding storyteller. Search the archives of This American Life, the Ira Glass show on NPR, and listen to Danny talk about his time. It's a chicken story. That's all I'll tell you. It's hilarious. It's a great listen, and check out Danny LaBelle's one of his standout stories on This American Life about hiding a chicken with his neighbors in New York. He is a joy to listen to. So we'll get a chance to listen to him at Big Pine Comedy Festival, and I encourage you all to get up there. Festival tickets are very, very reasonably priced. I can't remember what they are exactly, but check out BigPineComedyFestival.com for info. And they also have single show tickets as well. So they check them out and sit back and listen to me ramble with Ted Leonard, Danny Fisher, and a couple others as I wander through the Yavapai County Fair this past weekend. And, oh, yeah, use that Amazon link. Don't forget. Thanks.
Bass in my monitor. Could I have some more?
Yeah, this is how you do that. Watch. How's that sound?
Oh, a lot better.
Yeah,
there you go. Where's my pause guy?
Oh,
there's
the
pause guy.
The guy, like.
Okay, the first thing you do is berate me because my cords are dangling. And I've been. One of the only things I've been proud of in my whole life is my dangling cord. And here you just trash it right in front of everyone.
Hey, Trey. Well, that's just the way it goes, you know? It's like, I got to teach you how to wrap a cord, all right?
Yeah.
We're going to have cord wrapping 101. Yes, sir. We're going to have cord wrapping 101. Hey, did my play guy hit play yet? There he goes.
So what do you got, Ted? What do you have here in your crew, your entourage?
Well, I have a case of Altoids. I have a
You've
carton
got more
of Marlboro,
than cases. You've
and
got-
I have a thermos full of coffee.
Now, did you switch from Marlboros to
No, those
Camels?
Are not mine, no. Oh, okay. Let me show you mine, because mine are better. Mine are Marlboro. And I'm actually going to open them up, because I haven't had one in about a minute.
They're bad for you.
Oh, they're terrible,
man. Let me hold that for you. I'll be your... Is this what would this be called? On a sound set, the guy that holds the mic.
Oh, he's the boom. The boom guy.
What's a grip? Or is that movie?
Well,
is that video?
No. Well, a grip can be... It's technically geared toward movies.
Yeah.
And it's the person that goes around and just gets stuff and makes sure stuff gets taped down or just moves boxes or does whatever it takes on a set.
Okay. Like so what do you bring with you? Who do you bring with you? Technical terms, those guys that were just here.
Those guys would be called roadies.
Roadies.
Yeah,
okay.
They're roadies and they're also like... Stage assistants. A little bit of stage change out guys.
Are those union designated titles or?
Oh, yeah, man. They're union. It's called Teddo Union. Actually,
Tedsters.
Now, we have Sky Daddy up on the stage right now, and he is rocking the house. See, part of his duties are to hit the pause button in between tracks because we're recording this live. Yeah, and we are Sky Daddy on the stage right now, live.
All right, so we're at the Yavapai County Fair. It's running the 8th, which was last night, through the 11th.
Yeah.
So by the time this airs, it will already be done.
Nice.
And the throngs, the scores of people that are here in the stands will be able to listen to this after the fact.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, it's a remarkable fair because they've done so much with getting, like, the animals together. And they have little ponies, and the kids can do pony rides.
Now, the kids need to wait in line because I was over there trying to get... it's for the adults.
Well, they don't
Pony rides for the adults.
Oh, pony rides for the adults. There's a line there?
Well, for the kids. The kids can't go before the adults. We got to go out and check it out to make sure it's safe.
Well, there's... Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like how when I make a snack for my son, when we have, like, cheese puffs or popcorn, I always tell him, I need to go first because I have to test it to make sure it's not poisoned.
Well, yeah.
So I have him afraid of every snack food because he's afraid they're all poisoned.
Well, yeah.
It's just a way for me to eat first and
more. Well, of course. Okay, so that's basically, I didn't know that was a formula down at the pony ride.
I have to ride them first. And if they hold me, they will hold any number of children. Have you got a chance to sample any of the food here yet?
Oh, yeah, man.
What did you have?
Well, see, on Montana.
Are you making this up?
Montana. No. Hang on. It's Montana barbecue.
Yeah.
And they have beef. They have pulled pork. They have chicken. They have shish kebab.
Yeah.
And we've had it all.
You tried it all?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, you know what I was wondering? I was thinking of this walking through here. I'm a city boy. I'm a city boy.
Yeah.
So this is all kind of foreign to me. When I went to the county fair, it was mainly for growing up in the suburbs of Oakland, it was mainly for the carnival aspect of it. It wasn't for the animals.
Right.
So walking through here, seeing the like the Chino Valley kids, the FFA are here, the 4-H, they got their livestock, large cattle. Huge boars, pigs, I don't know what they call them, hogs. The rabbits, the chickens, everything from huge down to small.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I couldn't help wondering if they're having really fresh food here on the Midway. Because how hard would it be to just bring one of them blue ribbiters right on over and 10 minutes later you got a nice shish kebab with fresh blue ribbon beef?
Oh, my God. Now you got me thinking.
Because they have competition for slaughtering and marking the cuts of beef, the tenderloin, the ribeye. They can combine all of that from viewing the live animal to the butchering to the barbecuing to the feeding. And it's just to demonstrate and to educate kids on the entire circle of life.
Wow.
And I'm a fan of education.
I did not know that. I really didn't, but... See, I do sound for the bands that come in and out, and I haven't heard anybody ask for more chicken in the monitor, but I'll keep an eye on that. And I've seen a few bands that actually slaughter the crowd, but...
Is that where they all went?
Yeah. Well, like I said to my friend, actually, the nighttime... is very, very good.
No, yeah, it's early. What is it, about 3 o'clock, I think, something like
that? Yeah, 4 o'clock, yeah.
So people are still finishing up with school. The school district here in Prescott is a 5-day week, so is Prescott Valley. Chino's the only one that's a 4-day.
Serious.
So, and then people are still working, so we're looking in the next couple hours here to get a
but,
good
but
crowd
here's what
going.
Happens. I mean, the place down there, why the rides and the animals is packed right now.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's packed. It's just that, you know, the stage over here, it's a little hot at the stage, you know.
Yeah. They kind of got you out in the sticks over here. Why? What are you...
Well, you know, because,
you
know.
This is literally the other side of the tracks.
Well, you know, welcome to being in the band. You know, everybody wants you until you show up. But we are kind of out in the beaten track, but we're in Food Alley. We're at the, I would say, the west end of Food Alley.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to be because if we're hungry, we just go east.
And it's good because with the bands, as they get going, as the sun goes down and they start really rocking out, we got Road One South tonight.
Well, you got Road One South
tonight.
So
they tear it up, and then it won't distract from the competitions and the contests they have there with the livestock and the equine events and all that. So you could hear the announcers. If we were too close, it'd start getting some bleed over.
That is correct.
Bleed over is an official sound department term, is it not?
Bleed over.
Or is that just first aid?
It would be just called bleed.
Bleed.
Yeah. And so, but listen, we have Road One South tonight from 7 to 9. And, of course, Dutch Holly is coming up from 5 to 7, so he'll be in about 45 minutes. And right now we have Sky Daddy just doing a little solo act. It's very beautiful. And then Saturday, of course, we've got the Cheek Tones from 5 to 7, which, of course, will bring a heck of a crowd.
And one of my favorite people. Do you know Paul Morris very well, Paul T.?
I don't know if
he used to be with KYCA Radio here as a news guy.
Oh, yeah.
But a great singer-songwriter in his own right, aside from the news end. But he's also, and I know Paul pretty well.
Okay.
So I feel safe in saying this. He's a certifiable lunatic.
Nice.
If you want to see somebody go off the rails, just walk up to Paul. You can do it tomorrow if you're here when he's playing. Yeah. I know you got a lot of gigs going on
tomorrow. No, I think I'm
going
to be here tomorrow.
And just go, hey, Paul. What's this I hear about chemtrails? And then watch him spin for about 3 hours.
Oh, you know what?
And I think he can tie it into the Kennedy assassination and Bigfoot all at the same time.
And can he tie it into Jonathan Best?
No, Jonathan Best looks at him and goes, man, you're nuts. And then you got off the night tomorrow, Wes Williams Band.
We have Wes Williams following
The Cheek Tones. That's going to be a packed night.
There's going to be a lot of people here tomorrow night, believe me.
That's going to be a good one.
And what an evening for it. I mean, beautiful, you know. Weather is unbelievably
beautiful.
Yeah,
because right now it's a little warm. And then in our sound booth here, I think it's safe to say it's a little moist. I've got a full ecosystem going on. I should send this rag to my friends in California because they're going through a drought and they can just wring it out and water the. This is ridiculous.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, up in the fine arts department, we not only have the adult art.
Now, clarify that. Clarify that.
Okay.
The adult art. Am I old enough to view it?
It's $2 this year. I've charged $2 to get a different clientele. So we lost some of the crafts, and we got some really eclectic high-dollar stuff.
But am I old enough to go in and view it when you say adult art?
Oh, well, here's
what
the
type
thing.
Of adult... She's telling me about adult art, and I'm a little scared. I'm scared and not afraid to admit
you're
a little
not gonna,
excited.
You know what? You're way ahead of yourself, because let me tell you this. If you go up there and you see what won first prize for Prescott High School, it's very risque. Very risque. And this I was an advocate for. I want the art, the music, the sustainable living, and the animals, the 4-H, to all be equal, because without those four things, you can't not be happy. So there's a very racy piece that the art teacher from Prescott High School
just got Ted's attention.
Stop giving me that silly grin. I'm serious.
I'm getting excited.
So there's an art piece up there that I fought for. Because it's not about the subject matter. It's about the skill. I had three great judges. I had Jeff Daverman, Maria Lynam, and I had David Bright as judges. So our teacher approved it. The principal approved it. It's on the wall, and the judges approved it for first place. It's very racy. Go check it out. My thought is that if we can have Jesus with blood coming out of his wrists and guns, we can have a little raciness.
And it's a good way to make sure that the artists themselves are able to keep doing that free expression and not be limited by any kind of restrictions.
Exactly. Come see it. You have to see it.
I will.
Yeah.
What? Hey, go play with your buttons.
You're doing such a fabulous job, Matt.
Do you need some lemonade?
No, I need some coffee.
I'll hook you up with that right now. But I do have a question for you, Danny Fisher. I was just up in the art gallery, and there was a black and white stenciled picture that was unbelievably beautiful.
What was that?
I don't know who did it. Who did that? I was looking at it. You were with me, and you told me who
stenciled?
Did it.
Stenciled?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's stencil or paint. You know, come on, please. I'm a sound guy. I push boxes, drive trucks. But anyway.
Is it loud?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Had a lot of bass. But anyway.
It's all about the bass.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of beautiful artwork up there, very much so.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Well, our entertainment here yesterday, like, and I'm learning, I'm new at this. We all do this for free. The Darbys keep the fair going on. Am I talking too forceful?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Go.
The Darbys keep...
I'm tangled up. I'm just...
All right.
I don't know how to wrap a cord, according to Ted.
The Darbys, Levi, and Rosalie have kept the fair going. It's the second year back at the rodeo grounds. And as entertainment coordinator, the first day was Buddy Day for children, and I had child-oriented experience, but it is my first year. We're all volunteers. I love this. I'm a lifer now. We had Jonathan Best with Comusiki bring 20 drums out, but this is my fault. The drums should have been here around 10 when all the school buses were here. The drums were here at 8 for the after-school kids. And next year I'm going to have them during the day because the poor guy only had a couple people, and it was unfortunate because we had these great drums, and Jonathan is awesome. We also had Catcher's Hollow, who are not only wonderful and amazing spiritual people and very good friends of mine, but very talented. And even Ted, the sound guy, was very impressed with them. They also dress up as, or they're also known as, or are friends with, Mr. and Mrs. Claus during the holidays. He's got a big white beard, gotcha. You know. So they performed last night. They had a children's open mic. They had a children-oriented performance with, like, meatball songs and stuff. You know, I lost my poor meatball. And then they had an adult open mic where the lemonade guy got up there and did Vanilla Ice. And then we had their own performance. Today, so far, we started with Parker Smith. Let me tell you how kind Parker Smith was. And this is his element. I wanted to bring other music, but we definitely have to be sensitive to the cowboy community as well. It used to always be country. We're one to mix it up. Next year, the guy from Red Horse, do someone, he's going to sponsor us and bring in reggae bands, too.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, so it started with Parker. Parker was on tour and didn't know if he could perform or not. So I spent my budget, and Parker came back from tour and said, I got $90. And he's like, I'll do it. He did it anyway.
Very good.
He came yesterday to check it out. He was so stoked. I talked to Drew Hall because tomorrow night the Cheektones are playing right before a Wes Williams band.
You got a great, just over the lineup for all days, you've got such a cross of different styles of music and a great representation of local guys. So it's
thank you very
really,
much.
Really
and
nice.
I just want you to know that all these musicians accepted nominal pay to be a part of their community.
Yeah.
All right.
Some great stuff going on. Now, you got a lot of stuff going on with you.
Clayote?
You want to talk about, the PV shop?
It's the grand opening. We just joined the chamber. Talk to Marnie. Our grand opening is October 7th. Up until October, after the fair kind of consumes me this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're almost done remodeling. I have a mural to do on the floor, a Mandela that says "Welcome Home," because this is for everybody. It's not just my gallery.
And what are you doing there? It's a showcase for you and other artists.
That's not all.
But you're also doing some instruction stuff too, right?
What it is it's 900 square feet. 600 square feet is gallery space. The walls will be coated. We have a few couches, but it's open for yoga, demonstrations. I don't care if someone wants to teach kids karate in there. There's going to be room because the beauty is going to be around the walls, and there's a big space for that. The other 300 feet is three pottery wheels and shelves where ladies can come in. They can do wheel and wines. They can...
What is that? Tell me.
You get to make a pot on the wheel and have a couple of drinks.
Gotcha.
Now, a kid already knows they're creative. You don't have to give them booze. But adults, instead of beer goggles, it just kind of builds up their creative confidence. We also have classes, and we're going to develop our it's already developed, but we're going to explode with our after-school program after January called Mud Puppies. I used to do this in the area through Parks and Rec. I grossed $100,000 my second year. I make money playing with people with clay and art,
gotcha.
And it feels so good, and I'm so glad to be back in my element, and you're a part of that.
Nice. So you've got... where's it at again? You got a Facebook page?
8198 East Spouse, Suite B, right next to Exhale Smoke Shop. So we take kids, stoners, we take everybody. This is for all people.
And you're about 30 yards from Matt Henshaw's front door.
No way.
Yeah.
So you're going to come hang out.
Yep.
And we're going to have open mics there.
Very nice. Very
and you
nice.
Can record
so
there.
So again, the name, Facebook, address, number, anything you got set up for it.
Clayote Studios on Facebook. I also want to mention you need to join the Tri-City scene because there's a lot of information about the Tri-City area and all the awesome events. It's clayotestudios.com. My partner, Stephanie McCaslin, is a teacher at Franklin Phonetic School. She named her daughter after me 8 years ago. We were best friends.
Poor kid.
I moved to Pennsylvania. I had terrible staff, and I was always thinking, where's Stephanie? Well, I came home, she invested in me. We're partners now, and we're so excited. Everything I lack, she does, like the graphic art, website. We're married.
Good deal.
Yeah. So,
very nice.
So it's clayotestudios.com, and I'm also Danny Fisher. Find me. You'll find me.
I'm Marley Lightfield.
And what are you doing here today?
I'm painting bottles.
Painting bottles.
Yes.
Here, sit down. Have a seat. Are you here for yourself as an artist or as a business? What do you got?
Artist and business.
Plug away. Where can folks find out about you? Other than at the fair. At your booth, I'm assuming? You got a booth
My
here?
Booth and Moonshine Crafts
Keep
on
that
Facebook.
Right on you. Keep that right on
Moonshine
you.
Moonshine Crafts.
Moonshine Crafts on Facebook. You got a website? Or do you run everything?
Okay. I'm working on the website.
Working
right
on
now.
A web, but right now you're using the social media to get everything through.
Yeah.
And what you painting bottles? What kind of, what can folks look forward to seeing that?
There's different techniques on them. I can do a memory bottle if you want a photo of your pet or your father or something, you know, in memory.
Oh, like to put the ashes in?
Well, if I get it, I'm not putting ashes in them.
Hey, Ted, you could buy a painted bottle and put your loved one's ashes in it and then display them. How's that sound?
Yeah, if they love Jim Beam or Jack Daniels, you could put them in one. But I'm not doing that for you.
Do I have to kill them first? Or could I just put them in the bottle alive?
Do like Keith Richards did. He snorted his dad's ashes.
Oh, God.
He did. I'm not joking. So these are decorative for your mantle and bookshelves and things like that?
Yes, or you could use them as a decanter.
Very nice. You got a picture on there?
I'm pulling one up now. Trying.
Oh, yeah. They overtook me out
for as Mexico. And where do they got you out here today? Oh, those are beautiful. Whereabouts are you located here?
I'm in the McKenzie building.
Okay.
Fine arts. I've got fine two arts. Tables up.
Very nice. Can you order through your Facebook, or are they all custom ordered? Do you have a catalog set up of stock, or no?
I have stock right now. You can get a hold of me through Facebook or my phone number. Call my business number.
Gotcha. Give it up. Plug it away.
928-202-7094.
Very nice. And the name of it again?
Moonshine Crafts and Creations.
Very nice. How are you enjoying the fair so far?
I love it.
Yeah? What else have you... Have you been pretty much locked up in your area, or have you gotten a chance to wander around?
I'm just wandering around now. I've been locked up.
Good deal. Go try some of the food. I understand the lemonade guy is quite the entertainer. He did a rap last night on the stage.
Oh, did he? Oh, the Montana... guy is funnier than hell.
Gotcha.
He's doing the robot thing.
And your name again?
Marley Lightfield.
Marley, thanks for sitting down, Marley. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good to see
you. Hey, you guys got to go back and check out the archives for, I forget where you were, like episode 6, 4, 7, something like that.
Yeah.
My conversation with Ted Leonard over at the St. Michael's over breakfast, where we drank butter and ate toast. But one of the subjects there was your cousin, Georgie Porgy, and your experience. We don't want to talk a whole lot about it because I want people to go back and listen to that show. Your experience as a young teenager drumming for this guy on the Eastern Seaboard.
That's right.
But what? Give us a little glimpse into your cousin George's life. What do you think people need to know about Georgie? I got a chance to meet him at the event center one night, but we didn't get a chance to sit and talk too much.
I think all you need to know is he's an illusion.
He's a what?
An illusion. Cousin George is an illusion.
Yeah.
No, Cousin George has a very, very, very colorful past. You know, from playing music since he was three or four, and then being in one of the top bands called the Georgie Porgy and the Crybabies, and they opened for the Rolling Stones in 1964 in Providence, Rhode Island. And it's right when the Rolling Stones were coming to America, and they played at the, I think they called it the Palace Concert Theater in Providence, Rhode Island on Way Bossett Street. And George would tell his story that, you know, they're a bunch of good guys, but very silly. And then after the concert, the Rolling Stones went out to the front of the building and actually tipped over a taxi cab.
Now, the British invasion of the Stones, the Beatles leading the charge, and then the Who coming later, brought with them, obviously, great music and a rebirth of American blues, educating kids here about their own culture, their own history. But one of the things that they brought with them was hair.
Oh,
hairstyles.
Oh, yeah.
And George, is that my car?
Yeah, yeah.
We're good.
Let me tell you how it
now,
works.
Tell me about Georgie's experience with hair, because I learned about it by watching that doc.
Right on. Well, in 1964, he was in senior year of high school, and he actually had some hair that was a little bit longer than...
You need a hand there?
Well, I'm
opening
sure
your relic of a thermos?
Hey, how many guys
this
you know...
This is a Cold War relic right here.
How many guys you know have gaff tape on their thermos, man? You know, it's... Yeah, there you go. That should be enough for you, you know.
Ted's a coffee junkie.
What happened? No. So, in 1964, when George was playing, and, of course, the Beatles had that certain haircut, so he let his hair grow a little bit just over the years, and they expelled him from high school.
This made news. ACLU was involved.
Worldwide news.
Yeah. I'm going to put a link to that YouTube
clip.
Are
you ready for this?
Go.
When I was in high school, and I was in history class... Now, there's a nine-year difference between me and Cousin George. I read about his case
in history,
in the history, in my history book, and because it went to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And then what happened was, because it was very expensive, he ultimately had to drop the case, and he lost his case. Now, George was a straight-A student in every class, and it was just a ridiculous thing that had happened.
And what's amazing is watching the clips, and the, they have a news article with some photos. It's nothing. No. It's a very compared to today's standards and what we saw in past decades, and what kind of he broke the ground on. It's amazing that little bit of a shag over the years caused so much of a
commotion. It was actually shorter than John Lennon and Paul McCartney's. You know,
a little longer than mine.
Oh, you don't have any, man.
No, I have it. It's clear. That's what I got on my driver's license. It says hair color, I put clear.
I have plexiglass hair. But so anyway, as a result of that, of course, he got expelled and ran out of money to fight
amazing
it.
Amazing.
But he had a great lawyer in Rhode Island whom he became very friendly with until he died. And, it's just an amazing...
That's pretty good, because I think just from the little bit I know of your history before I met you here in Prescott, I'm thinking a good friend in the lawyer field is something that your family could have really benefited from.
Yeah. Oh, there's other cases, But anyway, then there was a moment in time where... there was a moment in time then later on in life, there's a funny story because I tell it all the time, where George got into a jazz band. And anyway, his friend does composition for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. His name is Diamond Centofanti. And Diamond Centofanti is a jazz guy.
Sounds like a stripper name.
No, it's Italian. No, same thing.
Portia is his sister, and she dances on tables down by the airport.
So Diamond Centofanti is an amazing artist, got this jazz band, and, you know, nobody goes to see jazz, right? So then Cousin Giorgio tells me the story about Charlie Parker. And Charlie Parker was playing a nightclub one night with his band, and the band's a little bit depressed, you know, because there's only three people in the audience. And so Charlie Parker brings his band back into the dressing room, and he says, look, guys, he says, I know there's only three people out there, but I want you to play as though there's five.
Tear the roof off the place.
It's just a funny, funny and sad at the same time. But anyway, George has been in New York. He did stand-up comedy, television show on Channel J.
In the infancy of cable television in New York.
Yeah.
Late night. Anything goes TV stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his show is right before the, the adult show.
Not unlike the adult art Danny was talking about earlier.
Same thing.
Hey, Prescott Pro Sound, your company, is the go-to outfit for any large or small events out here that need sound and production quality. You've got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, not just the fair. You've got Nail Off. Where else you got? What else?
Well,
you got going
we
on?
Have the fair going on, and then of course Saturday morning, we're doing the firefighters mud run, and that's Saturday morning as well as the county fair. And then on Sunday, we are actually doing the healing fields out in Prescott Valley, and they'll do a little ceremony for the healing fields and the victims of 9/11. Following that, will be the Prescott Pops Orchestra from 2:15 to 5 o'clock, I think is what the time is. And they'll be playing all patriotic music as a tribute to the people that lost their lives on 9/11.
Again, we're not going to rehash it, but go back, check the archives, because one of the major memorial services we had here a few years back for the Yarnell firefighters, the 19, there's obviously heartwarming stories that go along with that event, but you have one of the best stories of dealing with the Secret Service, so I'm going to let people go back listen to that. You told it great. If you want to hear about some rock and roll kid from Rhode Island standing up to the Secret Service, go back and check the archives of Ted Leonard back in the first few episodes. Who do you got here? You said you were tapping into all the local talent to help you out, your regular guys. You've hired some outside help, but who do you got here at the fair? Plug these guys, because they got to put up with you and the heat.
Yeah. Well, we got Andrew over here. He's doing some stage managing. We've got Sean over here. He's doing some stage managing.
Now, I noticed the attractive young lady who was helping you out left as soon as I got here.
Well, that happens. I mean, I have that problem, too.
So what do all these buttons? I always joke with you whenever I see you and take my obligatory Ted Leonard photo that I'm going to come up and start messing with the knobs here. But what are all of those necessary?
Well, basically on a soundboard, though, the only thing you have to know is up is louder. Down is softer. That's all you need to know.
Now, I like that little toy you got up there. When you started playing with your pad there,
oh yeah,
the knobs started moving by themselves.
Yeah, man.
That was cool.
Yeah, you can think Bill
that
Gates.
That was some Munster stuff going on there.
What's his name? Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs.
He invented the iPad. And then what happened is all the manufacturers started to develop apps for their products. And so you can control the soundboard wirelessly through pretty much a telephone right now.
Check out Ted talking all tech here. So, apps, applications.
You see that little thing moving there? Man. Look at that, huh?
Ooh. Now, what do you do? I don't hear a thing changing.
No,
because you're moving a knob.
Well, let's be very observant now, if we can, real quick. As you can see that I'm raising the level and lowering the level of the kick drum mic.
Oh,
now, if you take a look on the stage, we don't have a drummer, so we don't have a kick drum.
And it's not yellow. But
that's just an indicator. That's nothing. Okay. That's an indicator. That's a different deal. See, isn't that nice? Now, what we could do is go to his guitar, right, and shut it off.
Huh. Don't do that.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Now... Oops. Sorry, Sky. It was only for half a measure, and there was only four beats in each measure, and you're playing at about a tempo of about, I'd say about 102 right now, so it'll be all right.
Sky is playing at a tempo and a foot tap of about...
102 beats per second.
No, about a pot and a half.
Oh, a pot and a half.
Of the good Colombian.
Colombian coffee. And here we have, I'll introduce you to Andrew. Here you go.
Oh, man. Hey, Andrew, go. Now, pretend Ted's not listening to this because he's old and he can't hear anyway.
I don't really care what.
What
do you think?
What's it like working with Ted?
You know, it's really interesting. I've learned a lot. I have a... I used to do studio work. I went to school in Nashville, Tennessee for audio engineering.
Oh, nice.
I came out here.
Was that home for you, or did you travel
Atlanta,
there for
Georgia.
School?
Atlanta, Georgia's home for me.
Nice.
I know. You can tell from the accent I have, right? Yeah, completely.
You sound like you're from southern Prescott Valley.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I aim for, you know. I try to blend in. But
Now, what years were you over there?
I was born and raised in Atlanta. I lived, it was about 5 years. From 2010 to 2015.
Nice.
Ish. And I came out here about a year and a half, 2 years ago for personal reasons. I ended up meeting Ted, and I hadn't touched a soundboard in 2 years.
Really?
And so I've just been learning again, and live sounds a lot different than being in the studio.
Nice. So most of the stuff you were doing was all studio stuff?
Yep.
Explain that to an uneducated person with sound. How is it different from live on location event sound from studio?
Well, one of the main things is you're sitting at the mixing board and you pass something through and you go, oh, that sounds bad, and you press rewind. You can't really press rewind on real life.
So it's more on the fly stuff. How does the actual sound change? Because I know my background is photography. I've been a photographer for 35 plus years. And for commercial work, portraiture, studio, fully controlled stuff is way different than available light, bright sun, stuff like we're seeing out here today.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing I can compare it to. So in studio sound, where you have basically complete control over everything, and then out here it's...
Bleed. So much bleed. You go to try to fix something, and you end up messing up something else even worse.
Now, one of the things I found since I started doing this podcast a couple years ago, we will tap in this recorder I have to soundboards like at Birdcage. We used to do a regular show at the Birdcage. Ted's helped me out doing it on some larger shows in Prescott Valley and stuff, where he's balancing sound for a larger, you know, broadcasting out into a field or in the bars for a small room. It's a lot different than if you're pulling sound specifically for a recording with echo and stuff like that. How much of that do you play with on the board?
Yeah, really.
Hey, you had your chance. You handed off the mic.
He does that a lot, though.
Board monkey.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? Is that a technical term?
He's just kind of like a trash man or something. I don't really know what he does here. Truck driver. He does that. His truck's overheating, so he's doing a good job.
So how, like, I can't hear the difference in if you're monkeying with different stuff on the board like you guys are, because you're obviously trained for that. How much do you go in and tweak for different people's instruments or their voices and things? Are you monitoring it constantly?
You're constantly riding faders and checking things and making sure everything sounds right. Like right now, the guy just pulled out a harmonica that he didn't have the last song. Ted's right over it, making sure the levels and everything are right for the harmonica over what he was singing.
Very nice. So is this what you, is this where you see yourself working events like this and stuff in the future? You got... larger goals, independent goals. What do you got? What's on your horizon?
Right now, I'm just trying. I'm in the moment. I also work at a treatment center.
Oh, nice.
So I'm doing that. I'm switching more over to working with Ted because he's just such a lovable guy, you know. But I want to go over here. I get to meet a lot of people, make a lot of contacts, and see where it goes.
Very nice. Day by day. We'll call that day by day with Ted Leonard.
That sounds like the greatest biography I've ever heard.
One day to I like that show.
All right, thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.